that there need to be people who say we can do better. That's what leadership is, I think, good ethical leadership. And I think that that's something that we need more of. We have too many leaders of church who want to be like leaders of state or leaders of economy, leaders of business. And what does it mean to be a leader of church? And maybe those people can take lessons from you about wisdom and challenging people, but still loving people and shepherding and things like that. People who are willing to take a risk. I think the church needs more of those folks. The world needs more of those folks as leaders of government and everything. Of people who are willing to look at the model, the status quo, and ask questions about it and critique it and say, maybe we can do better. I think that's what makes pastoring fun for me, is the new level of challenges that I experience every day, the new level of challenges that we experience, you know, in society right now, and the questions that we're asking and trying to provide spiritual perspective to, you know, to make sure that people are still God-minded in the midst of this and are still using God to interpret their life. That's something that's important to me. It's crazy in these streets, and it's hard right now to start judging. But when you get enough pain, and it's been enough here, get to wondering if God still loves us. Get to wondering if God do hate, or if God just forgot because he's busy other people trying to pray to him. Wait, this world that you invented can't be what you intended. Must be that you envision everything that I've been given. Brokenness, sickness, health, this marriage. I've been faithful, I've been living, I've been praying, I've been reading. I mean, hip-hop matters because it gave people a voice who had no voice. Poor, oppressed, what Howard Thurman called the disinherited people, who were just kind of downtrodden and just beaten. And hip-hop gave them a way of kind of speaking, of articulating, of being, a way of being. It's still a massive tool of empowerment. It's also giving people opportunity to get out of whatever darkness is inside of them that they're not able to articulate. There's a song for it, whatever it is. I believe that because I found songs that have changed me, that have interrupted what I thought was my reality, that have given me opportunities to express my reality in deeper ways that I had never thought of before. So I'm going to always be thankful to hip hop, just like my kids will be thankful to whatever comes after hip hop.